What's been happening at Paley House? When you said interviews don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble, we don't gabble. We're number one for fun with the Paley Babble. The Paley Babble, Paley Babble, Paley Babble. Woohoo! Paley Babble! That's right, folks. You are listening to the Paley Babble. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me in the studio today is Simon. G'day, Simon. Welcome to the microphone, mate.
Ego.
Are you feeling well today?
Hey.
Feeling well?
Yes.
A little bit of a different recording today. It's just going to be a speedy one, right?
Yes.
Luke, you're here as well, aren't you, my friend? How are you? Fine, sir.
The good looking one.
Thank you for saying that about me.
Not me.
Me to me, yourself. If you were the good looking one, what would you call me? The one with a head like a half sucked lolly?
Yeah, no.
Oh, thanks a lot. And next to you is Mr. Sammy Baker.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good today.
What have you been changing? What have you been sucking on helium balloons over lunch?
Yes.
It seems like, hey, glad to have you here. Now, we're doing things a little bit differently today, aren't we, fellas? Yeah. We have got a, what we've been asked to do is to share the agenda from a recent consumer meeting, which we have on a monthly basis. And these are typically hosted, or chaired, by a program manager. The last one was chaired by Tess Hens. And do you remember who the co-chair was, Luke?
Jackie Schaefer.
So what we're going to do, just for the listeners that weren't there, is whiz through the information. And they truly are a great initiative. This one happened in early February Thursday. What was the date exactly, Luke? Can you remind me?
Second.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry. February 2nd it was, I believe. Hey, so, important dates coming up, Luke. Some important dates are coming up, mate. Last day of term, my friend, is when, Mr. McCormack?
Tuesday the 4th.
Say that again, sorry, mate.
Tuesday the 4th.
Of March or April?
April.
You got it. So holiday, it's a funny day to be starting, Simon. Tuesday the 4th is when the last day of term. And Simon, when do you guys come back?
Monday in March.
Monday. No, it's also April.
April.
So holidays start on Tuesday the 4th and you guys come back on the
12th.
You got it. What day of the week will the 12th be? Must be a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I think that's right. Now, we've got a public holiday coming up too, haven't we, Sam?
You have to come back on Wednesday.
I beg your parsnips, Luke?
You have to come back on Wednesday. The staff have to come back on Wednesday.
Are you telling me that you break up a day earlier than the staff?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I'm going to write a darn complaint email to Warwick. Now, Sam Baker, there's also a public holiday coming up, right?
Yes.
And what date is that?
12th of April.
What? No, the one in March, mate. What date in March?
Monday, the 13th in March.
And what date?
April.
No, that's 13th of March, it says there. I can see that clearly.
Labor Day,
that's what it is. Okay, all right. So just keep that in mind, folks. Now, we've also had an idea from Daniel Futuris, who attends the service.
Not here
with us at the moment. Daniel spends a lot of his time down at the Nepean site. And g'day to Daniel if you're listening. Luke, lanyards. Now, what's your idea with these lanyards?
We can, you can buy them.
Buy a lanyard. Now, what's going to be on the lanyard?
Your photo.
Yeah, and your
name.
Yeah. So it's basically just a Paley House, just to prove, just to alert people. I beg your pardon?
Prove who you are.
Yeah, and if you're somebody that wants to wear one, you're welcome to. A lot of people like the idea. It's something Daniel initiated, I think. And it just associates you with Paley House, really. So it's not something you have to wear, but if it's something you'd like.
You have to wear it.
Beg your pardon?
You have to wear
it. Nobody has to wear them, but you can choose to wear one if you like. But if you would like to choose one, I beg your pardon?
You have to.
No, No, so you certainly don't have to wear them. I don't have to either. But apparently, Luke, there'll be a list coming around over the next term or two, and you can place an order. There will be a small fee, however, for the printing costs. All right, so there'll be...
I'm getting one.
Bigger, would you get one?
Yes, I would. I want one.
For any particular reason? Because you're a guy that can tell people that you go to Bailey House.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think it might be a good conversation starter or something? What about you, Simon? Would you wear one of these lanyards around your neck, or you're not bothering?
Not bother.
No, it's your choice. Everyone's different. All right. Timetables. What term is next term, Sammy?
Term two.
What?
What term is what term is next term?
April.
No, but it's next term. That's a month. Next term will be term...
two.
Term two. All right. And hopefully everybody has seen their timetable for term two. All right. If not, contact, let the staff know that you work closely with, let your key worker know, and we can make sure that an email is sent your way or you are given a physical copy to peruse at home with your staff or family. All right, so at this point in time, we're waiting for the Art Hub to open in term two.
Sam's asleep.
And I beg your pardon, Sammy? What?
Art Hub will open in term two.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And a lot of the, and on your new timetable, that will be indicated on your new timetable if you are attending the new Art Hub, which we're really excited about.
What, you do it?
I beg your pardon?
Are you going to do it?
I don't know whether I'll end up at the new Art Hub or not. Hang on, where's the new Art Hub? Isn't that in Hyatt?
Yes, it's in...
In Hyatt? Now, hang on, Simon. Isn't Hyatt on the way to Sandringham where you live?
Hey?
Is Hyatt on the way to Sandringham?
Think so, yeah.
Well, hang on. I ride my bike to Bailey House.
Yes.
Does that mean if they put me at the Art Hub, if I'm timetabled at the Art Hub, that means I've got to ride my bike all the way to bloody... Oh, God.
Yes.
That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Yes.
Warwick.
Ah. Is it Warwick again?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to send this guy two emails now. Well, he might give me the sack.
Yeah, will.
Oh, God. He might say, if you don't like it, leave, Matthew. Ah, maybe I'll just have to get fitter, Sammy. Hey, we've got some new programs starting at Bailey House as well this term. We've had two programs start, Sammy. Can you read those out, mate? What have we had begin? This was something we discussed in the meeting.
Two new programs starting this term. What's that word?
That's a long word, isn't it? Holmes Glen TAFE.
Holmes Glen TAFE.
Latest and numbers.
That's more long words, mate. Literacy and numeracy course. Also.
On you. Hayden. What's that word?
Disabilities.
What's that word?
That says volunteer squad.
Volunteer squad at Newpen. And new gym program.
And that new gym program is taking place at Sandringham at Tulip Street where the basketball happens. And I believe there's a group that have already started there. They play basketball, then they have lunch, and then they go to the gym, which is great to have a relationship with that service in that manner. Because we've often played basketball there, well, we have for many years, but we've never actually accessed the gym facilities from my memory. So that's fantastic. And Sammy, you talked about the Hidden Disabilities Volunteer Squad. If people want to learn more about that, they could go back to our podcast we did with Sandy Facey. And That will be a packaging task on a Friday at the Nepean. So that's a good opportunity to get a little bit of work experience assisting in that activity. Christmas lunch, Simon. Now, you were there, weren't you?
Yep. Big show, yeah.
Well, what did you think?
Bit noisy.
Ooh, okay.
A bit noisy.
What, the music?
Your music too loud.
A bit loud. What about the songs that DJ Ben chose? Are you happy with the songs?
No.
Really? Oh, I know your problem. What did you want to hear more of?
Akadaka and
Guns N'
Roses. Yeah.
I see you're a rock and roller, aren't you?
Yes.
You like your heavy rock. That's all right. It's hard to please everybody. Sam Baker, what were your thoughts on the Christmas lunch?
I enjoyed it.
You did enjoy it? Great. Happy with the food, Sammy?
Yes, I am.
Did you think it was a bit loud or it was okay?
I like it.
Luke, your thoughts on the Christmas lunch?
It was good.
Yeah, great. Well, that seems to be the feedback.
It was good.
Beg your pardon?
It was good.
Great. I'm glad you liked it.
It's called when you were there.
Beg your pardon?
You were there. And you, why didn't you get up and dance?
I did dance. I was dancing to Whoopa Gangnam Style.
Oh, that's not it. What's your favourite song?
Oh, I don't know. I forget a favourite.
Come on.
I was dancing with Costa to Gangnam Style.
Come on. What's your favourite?
And then Gerald Chi told me. And then Gerald Chi told me. Gerald Chi told me I was embarrassing my whole family. He said I couldn't dance to save myself.
You don't have a...
Thanks a lot, Bond. Hey, but listen, we want all the feedback. Natasha would love to hear your comments. So please, you could send Natasha an email with the support of your key worker or staff in your room, because we want to know what your thoughts were, good or otherwise. Luke, the new Art Hub. You said you've seen your timetable. Are you at the new Art Hub next term?
No.
You don't think you will be down there?
I don't want to.
No, you'd rather stay here?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. All right, well, there's plenty of people that are going to be based at the new Art Hub. And building, according to Tess Hens, is going full steam ahead. So we're looking forward to that being opened at the beginning of term two. Simon, what season are we in at the moment? It's a pretty warm day today. What is it?
Summer.
Summer. So it's important to remember what?
I have to wear slip, shop, slap, shoe, slap. You see?
Well, they've changed. It used to just be slip, slop, slap when you and I were growing up. But now they say you should slip on a shirt.
Yes.
Slop on your sunscreen.
Yes.
Slap on a hat.
Yes.
Seek some shade.
Shade, yeah.
Good
yeah,
idea.
Have a dance.
And slide on your sunnies.
Yes.
And have a dance.
Look after your eyes as well. And I'll tell you what, we're nearly at the end of summer, really, Sam.
And have a dance.
Hang on, when does autumn start, Sammy? What month does autumn start?
Next month.
In March, right?
Yes.
But there's still some hot weather ahead, so really important. And also, Sammy, you should be?
Drink some nice of water.
Great advice. Thank you, Sammy. Huge, huge night for Bailey House coming up, Luke. Huge night for Bailey House coming up Saturday night. Tell us more about it.
What do you want to know?
Well, let the listeners know, mate.
We got our big cricket match coming up against the Woozers.
Oh, that's harsh. There could be some Elston Week Eels representatives listening to this. Some club members.
Oh, I know.
Sledging started already.
I won't say that on the...
Well, you just said it, pal.
Oh.
You know who mightn't be happy with that if he hears it?
Oh, shit.
The club president, Knackers.
Who cares?
He might buy you some chin music.
I know. No, Elston Week, yeah. We rough playing against Elston Week.
They're good sports, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the match starts at what time, mate?
6.
There's normally food available, is that right?
That's after the game.
Yep. I think a barbecue runs throughout the game for those people that are supporting. And drinks are available too. I believe the bar's open as well, Luke, if anyone wants to buy an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, the bar. Yep.
Sammy, you'll be there this year?
Yes, I am.
Great. It's such a great night.
I've got my own cricket bat.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Well, let's
found my brother-in-law.
Well, let's hope it works.
It does work.
All right. Because I tell you what, I've seen Alistair Mick play a few times lately. They have got the women's team now, so they've got a lot bigger pool of people to choose from. So now they've got their women's teams, right? And some of those girls can wield the willow. All right, Sam Baker.
Hello.
We had Natasha in recently to the Bailey Babble. Welcome back, Tash, if you're listening. Sorry, Simon.
Welcome back, Tasha.
Now, she wanted to remind us that she's not the only general manager now. Now it's her and...
Scott. Yes, Penny.
All right, so Natasha and Penny. Now, Penny works every day, I think, Simon, is that right?
Yes.
Every day, yeah.
But Natasha works which day, Simon?
Monday, Tuesday and Thursday.
Beautiful.
Monday, Tuesday
and Thursday is when you can catch those general managers of the day service. Sam Baker,
yeah.
Let's talk about these things. I'm wearing one now.
Yes.
Get off.
Masks.
Get
mask.
On.
What's the new rule around Bailey House for masks?
We don't have to wear them.
Whether I have to wear it or not.
No, it's your choice, isn't it?
Yes.
Staff, the same applies for staff. You can wear a mask if you want. You do not have to. There's your mask update. Hey,
It's still very...
No, the clients... Beg your pardon, Sam?
What about clients who wear masks?
We don't have to wear them.
No, the same rule, mate. Your choice.
That's my choice.
Yep. Listen, still a really good idea. There is still some coronavirus out in the community. Still, beg your pardon, Luke.
It's silly corona.
Yeah, I know, but I tell you what, we're all managing. What? I beg your pardon?
Oh, silly son.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, just like your football team.
I don't think I have impacted the community as adversely as coronavirus. I like to think. Hey, Luke.
Yes, it does.
Maybe that's debatable. Luke, still really wise, though, to give each other a bit of space and really wash your hands thoroughly, all right, before eating. Okay? Really wise.
I just found my brother's coming to the cricket.
Oh, is he? Yeah, well, of course. Did we mention that?
No.
Family members, Luke.
No.
Everyone's welcome. Families, friends.
My sister's taking me.
Beautiful. Well, family members are very, very welcome. Okay, so bring your family, bring your friends, bring your babies. As Laprini says, bring your fur babies, bring your pets.
No.
You could bring your dog Rosie.
You're
not going to be there, Simon?
No.
No, that's fine. It's not for everybody. Hey, really sad news recently, of course. We lost a member of the Bailey House community, Luke, didn't we?
Yes.
And who was that, mate?
Tamara.
Tamara Kudavita sadly died. Tamara attended Bailey House for many, many years. I'm going to miss Tamara personally. She was always...
You?
Yeah, well, I knew Tamara, of course, Luke. I'm going to miss Tamara, for those people that didn't know her. She was always really chipper. And she would always ask you about you and your family. And she loved a laugh. She loved a laugh.
News doing a bit of workshop down there.
That's right. When we had the workshop out the back of the building, which is now high support, and we had the big workshop out there. And Tamara was very productive too. She was a great member of that team.
Number one, we went to Queensland.
Did you go on a trip to Queensland with Tamara?
Yes, a Tony as well.
Another person we've lost in recent times, Tony Devine.
I don't know about Corley yet. Corley came as well.
Oh, Cools was there too. Jeepers creepers. So you've got some great memories of Tamara, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. And Luke, she was an old housemate of yours, right?
Old housemate, yeah.
Lived at, which house was that for the listeners?
Bendigo Street.
Yeah, great.
With Mary.
Right, they shared together?
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, and so, you know...
She
lived with Mary and they both...
Oh, old Collingwood.
Yeah, she was pretty passionate about the Magpies, wasn't she? But Tamara wasn't a bad sport.
No.
Was she, Simon?
No.
If they lost, she didn't mind, and she would always acknowledge the other team and say congratulations.
Yes.
She wished... She's got... Her second team's St Kilda.
So. Oh, were they? Yeah, she told me her second team was Geelong.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe she just told whoever she was talking to that their second team... her second team may well have been the Saints, but she certainly her number one team was the Mighty Magpies. So tomorrow will be sadly missed. And I believe it was a beautiful service. Luke, you were there?
Yes. Anna.
So Anna spoke... was that Anna Dunleavy?
Yes.
Former staff member at Bailey?
Yes.
And who else spoke? Oh, sorry, not former staff member. Anna Dunleavy, my mistake. Who else spoke at the funeral? She's a supervisor, my mistake.
At Bendigo Street.
And who else spoke, mate?
Penny.
Penny Hart, new general manager of day service. And am I right in thinking Faye Barrow had a big role to play?
Yep, Faye Barrow had a big role. Faye spoke. Every time she sees me, she calls me Mr. Bean.
What did Tamara call you? She didn't call you Mr. Bean as well, did she?
No. Just not. She called me normal. Just
Luke?
Yeah.
Hey.
We had a funny joke. Yeah, we had a funny joke with Anna Walters in the space. Tamara had a joke of me losing my keys.
She gave you grief over that, did she?
Losing my keys under the couch.
At home.
Right. Well,
when I got home from work.
So the sad news is we've lost Tamara, but we haven't lost the memories, have we? We've all got those beautiful memories that are ours to cherish.
Mary didn't want to go to the funeral.
That's all right. Everyone's different. Yeah, they impact people.
You should have gone.
They impact people in different ways.
You should have gone.
Well, I didn't get there because I was busy out in the community with other people. I would have loved to have been there, mate. Now, just some feedback we had at the end of the meeting. Gerald Chee was happy to share that he started back at Coles on his community engagement placement. Now, Simon, you told everyone in the meeting that you've started a new community engagement placement. Now, where do you go for the listeners?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Where to?
Meters. Fire auto.
Right, an auto. And what's your role there?
Clean cars or
wiping down the cars in the showroom.
Yeah.
What brands of cars, mate?
Hyundai, MG, Mitsubishi.
And lots of staff there, isn't there? Who have you met?
But Big Boss.
The Big Boss.
What's his name?
Michael.
Yep, who else is down there?
Paul, Kay, Andre, Bill,
Alyssa.
Eh?
Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Yeah.
Sherman. Yeah.
Lucky. They're a good crew, aren't they?
Yeah.
And now, Jane, Gavin, David suggested that they wanted to start using the computer room. So Tess Hens is looking into that. Yeah. The computer room, once again, from term two. Sally Power had a great question, Sam. She wanted to know when drama's starting. And it looks like drama will be starting back in
term two.
So that's exciting news.
Where we're going to have
lots of people gave positive feedback. Now, hang on, Luke. Lots of people gave positive feedback about the Christmas lunch, as we discussed a moment ago. Haley thought that perhaps the transport needed to be reworked. All right. She thought it was a little bit clunky. So thanks for that feedback, Hales. And Tess Hens was just telling us earlier in our pre-production meeting that she plans to do a survey on what everyone thought of the Christmas lunch. So that's a wonderful way to get feedback. And Melissa and Jackie announced at the meeting, or should I say they stated that they were very happy to have Natasha back. Fellas, I think we covered it all.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, mate.
No worries.
Sammy Baker, I think we're done.
Have a nice day.
Well, thank you very much, and you too. Stretch, I'll see you at the cricket match.
Yes, you will.
That date again, Luke? Saturday, February?
Saturday the 25th.
At 6 p.m. sharp.
6 p.m.
Cricket will be the winner. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for tuning in. And to all our loyal listeners, thanks for dabbling in all of our babbling. This has been the Bailey Babble.